AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The company that owns the pipeline that broke and spewed oil in California into the Pacific says they don't know exactly how much oil was lost, but the pipeline was operating at maximum capacity. Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams says the spill stretches for about 9 miles.
We understand that the residents of Santa Barbara and the public are seeing the effects of spilled oil and hazardous materials, and we're actively working to clean up the cleanup response.
The pipeline spewed oil down a storm drain into the ocean for several hours before it was shut down. President Obama says climate change is a threat to national security.
In Alaska, thawing permafrost is damaging military facilities. Out west, deeper droughts and longer wildfires could threaten training areas our troops depend on.
He told graduates at the Coast Guard Academy refusing to act to slow the effects of global warming amounts to dereliction of duty. More than 100 intelligence documents are being released that were seized from the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound.
The documents include a loving letter the al-Qaeda leader wrote to his wife and one that reads like a job application for the terror network. As translated by intelligence officials, it begins with questions like, do you have hobbies? And have you been convicted of a crime? But then it turns darker, asking, what would you like to accomplish on your jihad? Do you wish to execute a suicide operation? And finally, who should we contact in case you become a martyr? The Office of the Director of National Intelligence says the papers were taken in the Navy SEALs raid that killed bin Laden in Pakistan in 2011. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At their April meeting, Federal Reserve policymakers were split over whether the weak winter for the economy will last into the spring. But they did agree it would be too early to start raising interest rates in June, and stocks moved a bit higher as a result. The Dow was up about 16 points. This is AP Radio News. At the NFL meetings, owners have decided to move the line on the field up to kick an extra point.
It's a play that we think is not exciting, a play that we think could be improved. We have competition committee made a recommendation on that to move it back to the 15 to kick the extra point.
The ball had been placed on the 2-yard line. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the defense will also be allowed to run a blocked extra point for a touchdown. It is one more late night for Dave.
Well, everyone's trying to get you to stay. We want you to stay and not give up. We just want more, Dave.
That is Bill Murray from last night. Tonight, David Letterman signs off on The Late Show on CBS. It has been 33 years on 2 networks and 6,028 broadcasts. Tonight's guest list is still unclear. Stephen Colbert will take over for David Letterman on CBS in September. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.